Well, hello there, and welcome back. I am Uncle Bye Bye, and with me as always...
The Brit!
Yes, indeed. Here we are again, yet again.
Another movie review. You're gonna love it.
You're not gonna love
it. No, they're gonna love the review.
Oh, we'll see about that. I don't have very many positive things to say about this one. Tonight, we're going to talk to you about the 2024, the current year, current release.
Released in March, apparently.
Of Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse. You all know the Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott version. You all love it.
Nobody loves
you it. You all love it.
I don't love it. I don't even
think
I ever...
You haven't seen it.
Yeah, but I knew enough to not see
it. It's good. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I will say this.
Yeah.
Sight unseen... It has to be better than the remake.
The remake is just awful.
This is one of the shittiest movies I've ever seen. And I've sat through many, many shitty movies. Sometimes more than once just because it's something on.
Yeah, it's background noise.
How do you pronounce Jake...
Oh,
his last name. Is it Gyllenhaal? Is it Gyllenhaal?
I think it's Gyllenhaal, but I have no clue.
I don't know either.
I'm not good with big words.
I don't think last names count as big words, but sure. Jake Gyllenhaal, whoever, I would say he's an A-list actor.
Yeah.
And he's done some good roles. What has he done?
He's done Brokeback Mountain, which I did not. Did you see it?
Of course not.
No, not me.
And
then he did that, what's he done? He's done lots. You all know them, but
he did a boxing movie. He's good. Every time I see him, he was in that, The Day After Tomorrow. I don't know. It was one of those, like,
just
weather apocalypse. I know.
And that is awful. The Day After Tomorrow. That's all I need to know. I will never watch it.
It's a weather apocalyptic weather film.
That's another word. Apocalypse. No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Give the apocalypse a chance. All right. You know what? This movie had me wishing for the apocalypse as some sort of relief and escape because this was absolute dog shit.
Oh, and Conor McGregor is in it.
I like Conor McGregor.
Well,
I wish he had done a better job.
His acting is a no from us.
Let's not.
He might come find us and kick our asses.
No, that's not the fear. The fear is that we're blaming the wrong person here. I'm not sure it's Conor McGregor's fault. I don't think he was given any dialogue or script to work with.
Did you notice he had two different accents in it?
Yes.
One was like strong Irish, and I don't even know what the other one was.
Oh, this is such a bad movie. Okay, so the premise is what do you want to say? I wouldn't say a has-been, but a somehow dishonored. A dishonored UFC fighter who apparently
killed
someone in the ring. That's Jake Gyllenhaal. You know, now he becomes a drifter, right?
Classic.
This is every fucking Steven Seagal movie.
Yes.
And Jean-Claude Van Goddamn. And all of it, it's so bad. And it's just so bad. So he shows up in a town in the Keys. Oh, what do we even need to get into here? A bar owner, wants him to come bounce at his bar. He does. He goes to these little like fight club situations and fights for money.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of bad acting,
oh my god,
Post Jabroni is in it,
Maloney.
And that guy fucking sucks. Oh. Can't stand him, his music or his look or anything about him. Whatever. So he goes down to this town to be a bouncer. You know, he's a trained mixed martial artist. So he's overqualified for the job.
Yeah.
Has some demons from his past. Runs in, for some reason, we don't know exactly why the organized crime people, the drug people.
Well, they wanted the land.
They want the location, the land with the, you know, of this roadhouse, which is not a roadhouse.
No, it's not a roadhouse.
It would be a multiple $1 million beachfront business.
It's no little shack.
Yeah, if you have a bar
in the Keys,
in any of the Keys,
on the
you
beach.
Have a fucking gold mine. And then this place is a shitbox with the chicken wire cage protecting,
like in the original version.
It's a terrible script. It has, instead of just having all of the little character parts that you'd expect, the love interest, there's three that fit that role. There's the nurse at the hospital who actually becomes a love interest.
Yeah.
It could be the lady that owns the bar.
She's actually a doctor.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I beg your pardon. I meant no disrespect.
I know.
It could have been the lady that owned the bar, right? Mm-hmm. We could have cut out a whole entire character, okay? And she could have just
been no different.
And then for some reason, we have to throw in this young-ish, she looked like a teenager to me, but I guess she's in her 20s, a young black girl with her father who run a bookstore in town.
I think she's about 12.
But 20. She said she was a part owner.
Well, she's just
I don't understand any of that. The understanding. This is not the issue with the movie.
The love interest of the barmaid who had the hots for him.
Yeah, but she was a frumpy dork.
Yeah, but frumpy dorks still have love interests.
I know. Everyone needs love. Okay. So, one of the first things I noticed as we were still giving the script time to develop and hopefully evolve, which it never does, was some of the boat scenes, the long shots, the establishing shots of boats on the ocean. They didn't even take the time to really drive boats on the ocean. Yeah. They did CGI, and it was so fucking hack job that it looked like those infomercials. Who's the guy? It's not Billy Mays. Billy Mays is the other guy. He died of Phil Swift. Okay, he's got a big tennis ball for a nose, and he does the flex tape. Look, I cut a hole in my boat, and I'm out on the boat. And look, I fixed it with my flex tape.
Yeah,
and look at me now. Yeah. I'm boating, and it's bullshit. He's not really boating.
How did you know his name?
It came to me. I'm a freaking genius in ways that don't matter.
Weird.
It doesn't matter. It came to me. I knew it wasn't Billy Mays. It was, but whatever. You know the commercial.
I know the exact one.
You know, hey, look at my tape. You can do this. You know, you can do that. I can even poke a hole in my boat. I hate those fucking infomercial people. Oh my God. And he does have a huge tennis ball for a nose. Like, he's an empirically unattractive man, in my opinion.
I hope he didn't hear this.
You know what? I hope he does. yeah. Okay. So that was awful. The CGI, just take shots of boats.
Yeah.
Spend a little coin and go get some ocean shots of boats.
Oh, it was not one good character.
No.
Think about it. There was not one
good... Conor McGregor's character, the badass, you know, playboy, lunatic, rolling into town to you know, have a whatever combat with the...
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't understand the whole thing. It's poorly explained. Of course, the local sheriff, who says he grew up there but has a very thick Cuban accent...
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Is involved in the organized crime part. Let's just cut to the chase here. This movie was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And on our scale of must watch, worth a view, musty crotch, worse than poo.
It would be worse than poo.
It's worse than poo. And I hate to say that.
I do too.
Because I would like for there to be a well-written, enjoyable...
Will you watch the original sometime this week? Oh,
please don't make me. I don't want... This week? Yeah. Absolutely not this week. No, I cannot say yes to that. No.
When?
I don't wanna.
But it's pretty gooder.
It cannot be a, because it's got Patrick Swayze, awful. I don't like him in anything.
That's blasphemy.
I know. Sorry.
He has his own day, St. Patrick's Day.
Shut up. Please don't say dumb things like that.
I can't help it.
Patrick Swayze might be in my bottom 10 favorite.
What
didn't
you
favorite.
Like about him?
What's to like about Patrick Swayze? I don't like his hairdo. I don't like his beady little eyes. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his swagger.
Have you watched Point Break?
No, I don't like Keanu Reeves either.
Oh my God.
No, these movies are shite.
They're not, though.
They're terrible. I mean, maybe Ghost. Maybe he's okay in Ghost.
Dirty Dancing? When the best films Dirty of
Dancing.
All time?
Fuck Dirty Dancing.
Johnny? Oh my God.
No. See? No. I was going in a way different direction when these movies were coming out.
Okay.
I'm not into Patrick Swayze. I'm not into him.
It's a pretty good movie.
It can't be. I will watch. I'm not going to guarantee you this week.
I'm going to say within a month.
Oh, you're going to say within a month? Yes, now you're putting ultimatums on me on my movie watching
on your
schedule? I'm going to hate it. I'm just going to warn you. I'm going to hate it.
No,
then I'm going to come on here. Then I'm going to come on here and tell everyone how much I hate
Sam Elliott, right? That old...
Yeah, but I'm sure he doesn't have a big role in it.
He's the sidekick. He's pretty good.
He's the sidekick, is he? Uh-huh. Is it about him?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I do like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he's...
Especially in The Big Lebowski when he's talking about the dude.
I haven't watched that movie.
Oh,
kind
my God. That's a wonderful movie.
That's why I don't watch
it. That's a fantastic...
Because
you have to watch that this week.
Guys,
you have to watch that this week.
Watch it.
The Big Lebowski.
Oh my God.
Top 10 film of all time.
I think I've tried to watch about 8 times. I get to... I think Jeff Bridges sat on a toilet or something. That's as far as I get, which I think is the first 5-10 minutes.
Okay. Give it a chance. That's it. We have nothing more to talk about. I'm tired. That movie was awful. It was a total waste of time. I will say this.
Mm-hmm. It didn't even make the keys look good.
Jake Gyllenhaal has done... some serious body sculpting that needs to be acknowledged. That dude is cut.
I mean,
obviously Conor McGregor is. He's a professional UFC fighter.
I couldn't imagine how much work you would have to put
in. A lot. That's 8 to 10 hours a day of training. A year?
2 years?
I mean, maybe some of these guys can get it tight quickly.
Every muscle in his
body.
It's unreal.
And I don't think that was CGI.
No,
That's him.
Yeah.
I know he works hard. He's a gym rat.
Yeah.
He's a guy that sculpts. I mean, that was impressive. He is incredibly physically fit.
Yeah, he is the true meaning of the word ripped.
Ripped.
I mean,
shredded.
We're not talking just a six pack. I mean, it's almost odd because like every muscle in his body is like out.
I mean, that's like
without being like ridiculous looking.
No, it's not bodybuilder style. It's
no,
not
if he
like
had a shirt on, you would never know.
But he's jacked.
Yeah, for sure.
Jacked
for sure.
Yeah, I mean that's like he hasn't even looked at a carb in 3 or 4 years.
No.
He doesn't even look at him.
No, no. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
I think that's enough. It is absolutely a terrible movie, and that's disappointing because I would root for Conor McGregor to have some success in film.
Yeah.
I enjoy Jake Gyllenhaal when I see his movies. I think he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with remakes over
Patrick.
Oh, shut your mouth. We're done with this conversation. Until next time, I'm Uncle Bye-Bye.
I'm the Brit. Good night.
Toodle-pip. Catch you on the flip.